Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Real Answers with Chris Anderson. Wednesdays during the Noon Report, we tackle the tough topics facing today's families with licensed mental health counselor Chris Anderson. And today we are looking more closely into the condition of social anxiety and the effect that it has on the church.
This is definitely a topic that I believe a lot of us can relate to if we go to church regularly or are members at a local congregation, because we know that we want to be welcoming of others and definitely bring more folks and make them feel welcome when they come into our congregation. But for folks that deal with social anxiety, both coming to church and then even once they're established in a church, it can present ongoing difficulties for reaching out to others. So I think it's really a good topic for us to kind of park it on today.
Chris, can you elaborate a bit more on what you mean by social anxiety and church dynamics?
One of the most commonly reported mental health concerns in counseling settings is anxiety. We've definitely discussed this one before. And at the top of the list of people reporting anxiety tends to be social anxiety. In other words, being anxious or fearful around having to interact with people that either they know or don't know. So in light of Scripture and what it says about anxiety and worry, and the call that goes out from church leaders for members to engage socially and be welcoming of others into the congregation, it's definitely something to be aware of and something we need to address. It can have big implications on how newcomers are received and whether they'll return, and also when problems arise and difficult conversations need to be had within members of congregations, how those outcomes may be shaped, such as people leaving the church or staying in the church. And hopefully in doing so, discussing this today will help pastors and leaders in churches to better know how to support their congregants and maybe encourage them to reach out and maybe even just support them as they're reaching out and being the extended arms of Christ there for newcomers that are coming into the church.
Well, that begs a question. How then can pastors and church leaders benefit from an understanding of anxiety and in particular social anxiety?
Churches are, by definition, gathering places of people, and many times we are hurting people. You know, we come to church a lot when we're hurting and we're seeking answers or we're seeking some comfort in times of sorrow and stress. So therefore, we want to keep in mind that it can be very difficult, especially for people who already suffer from social anxiety. But like we said earlier, beyond the new attendees or members feeling anxious in new settings, it's important to remember that when we encourage others to reach out, such as striking up conversations with new folks, it's in this group of people, like folks that are already established in the church, that may still have a difficult time doing just that. So that dynamic right there can impact how a church operates in terms of reaching out to newcomers. So basically, we have to look at the issue again from two perspectives, from the newcomers who might be there for the first time, and then from the perspective of regular attenders or members who still might struggle with social anxiety and struggle in striking up conversations with others. And Brandon, I consider myself to be pretty outgoing, having done some things in life that required a really high degree of social comfort, but still feel anxiety even when I, in my own church, am trying to strike up conversations with folks that maybe I don't know.
You wouldn't be alluding to your years of training dolphins and sea lions, would you?
Well, I just might. Yeah, that was back in the day there. But it took me a time, even in that setting there, when I was on stage and making a fool out of myself with marine mammals. In reality, it was a huge lesson for me, of which literally every day I draw upon when I face my own difficult interaction situations. But knowing that social anxiety actually decreases when we don't run from it, when we push through the times when we're struggling to talk to somebody, and the more we do that, the less anxiety we'll feel in future conversations or when we have to then be confronted with similar situations. So this is the best way to treat social anxiety, is to not avoid it.
What are some practical tips or things maybe to keep in mind that pastors and church leaders can do to remember this?
So just knowing that even seasoned church members or attendees might still struggle with this should cause pastors and leaders to stop and consider ways of fostering healthy communication and fellowship. We've talked about the value and importance of attending small groups through a church, and that's a great way to help establish that. Secondly, don't hesitate to actually discuss this dynamic in leadership meetings, where leaders in a smaller group setting might be willing to open up a little bit themselves about their own fears, and getting that conversation going can actually do a lot for helping leaders to be much more aware of that anxiety and then to not avoid it. And then thirdly, churches can have welcome packets and gift bags for new people where other members can grab one of those gift bags, and that can be a very easy way to start a conversation. Hey, welcome to our church. I haven't seen you before. I'd love to present you with this. My name is Chris, and would love to see you back here. You know, it doesn't have to be an extensive conversation. A lot of times, folks just want to have that first contact enough to make them feel welcome. So definitely, there's some tips that pastors and church leaders can do to help encourage their own congregants, but also make the newcomers feel welcome.
You've been listening to another edition of Real Answers with Chris Anderson. It airs Wednesdays during the Noon Report. We tackle the tough topics facing today's families with Christian counselor Chris Anderson.